when we get the mayor pro tem back up here on the pedestal.
Run, Denny, run.
All right, welcome everybody. Roll call. Everybody is in attendance except Danny Ross, Councilman Ross, and Councilwoman Dr. Bonzos. General announcements, I will start it out. And I think everybody on council is aware, but our representative, Fran Miller, was sent to the hospital on Friday. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers, and he's in the ICU over at St. Joseph's. And again, just keep him in your thoughts and prayers as we move into the holiday season here. With that, I'll move down to my left. Do you guys have anything on general announcements?
I enjoyed Light Up Dunwoody. It was a great event. I'd like to thank Dunwoody Crier, Dunwoody Homeowners Association, Preservation Trust. It was a windy, rainy, blustery night, but a number of the school kids performed, and it was a fun event had by all. I'd also like to mention I'm a member of All Saints Catholic Church and belong to the Knights of Columbus there. On December 5th, they're having a Desserts with Santa, and the organization is going to be donating the pitchers with Santa to anybody who brings a toy, donating it to the Dunwoody Christmas for Kids Police Benefit. There's typically hundreds of children that get their photo taken, and I'm guessing there's going to be a number of gifts donated to the city. So I think it's a worthwhile effort, and I'd like to thank the Knights of Columbus.
Thank you very much, John. Robert, do you have anything tonight?
Oh, pass.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a couple things. I went to Senator Weber's meeting last Thursday over at Henderson School, and the basic three things that were discussed were schools, taxes were another thing, and there was a third thing, and it skipped my mind right now, but they talked a lot about schools over there. I thought it was very interesting. They had about 35, 40 people, and they brought up a lot of good items on schools, and they talked a lot about, taking a look at charter schools, and that's a big subject over there. And again, the taxes were another item about transportation, and that came up about the 1% tax to fund the state transportation. As you know, that's going to be a very hot topic this year again in the legislature. Just a reminder, when I said at last meeting, on the 6th of December at 5 o'clock, that church, Presbyterian Church up on Mount Vernon. I don't belong to that parish, but they do have the Christ the Tots, and they'll have the Marine Brass Ensemble will be there, along with their chorus and their bell ringers. And all you have to do is give a card for Christ the Tots, and that's an organization, as you know, it's run by the Marine Corps Reserve. Last thing I'd just like to say is Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I think we got a lot to be thankful for. And number one, that we live in the United States of America.
Amen. Thank you, General.
Tom? Just got one. State Senator David Adelman, who is represents Tocco Hills, Emory, Druid Hills area, and has really been a friend of Dunwoody, was supportive all along of our cityhood efforts and work for self-determination, was just a driving force, really, with Senator Weber and making that get through the Senate. Really has been a friend in the legislature to us, has been nominated by the president to be the ambassador to Singapore. Wish him well. I hate to lose him in the state senate, but we certainly wish him well in his senate confirmation and eventually his job as the ambassador to Singapore. Great guy, and again, he's always been very supportive, so congratulate him.
Very good. Thank you, Tom. And I'll add one other piece. I'll start it off and end it as appropriate. But Dr. Warren Huttmacher here has some students, I believe, in the room. If you guys raise your hand for students of Warren's from GPU. And just for the record, folks, welcome. And we're not laughing at you. We're laughing at one of our regular attendees over here on the left side. So welcome to democracy at its finest. Council meeting. So, and we expect you to stay to the very end. We'll be monitoring that door. Okay, with that, we will move on to invocation. And Robert, would you do the honors for us, please?
At this council meeting, help us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission and reflect our values. Give us strength to hold to our purpose, wisdom to guide us, and a keen perception to lead us, and above all, keep us charitable as we deliberate.
Amen. Thank you, Robert. And Tom, would you lead us in the pleasure, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, meeting minutes, if I have the opportunity to review the minutes of November 9th. Does anybody have any additions? I'll start with you, Dan.
There was just one small text change that I passed to Sharon. It had to do with the two-mile limit. If the city manager would approve and not find the alternate location for the meeting if there wasn't one within the two-mile limit.
Okay, Sharon, do you have that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, excellent. Are there any other comments or additions?
Move we approve the minutes as written, as amended.
Second.
Okay, second from Councilman Chandler. Any discussion on that? Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, Warren, I'm not sure these mics are super hot tonight. Is anybody getting that?
Yes, do you want to approve?
I don't know if it's just me or not. Can y'all hear me all right?
Yeah. All right. Bob, can you hear us in the back?
Yeah, no.
All right.
I think the microphone's
working. All right. That didn't work.
Too much.
All right. We'll work on that. I think that's good. All right. Excellent. Thank you. All right. We're at the public comments. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. City Attorney. Approving of meeting agenda. Yes, Robert.
Yeah, I'd like to take one item out of the consent agenda, item I-7. So I'm going to suggest that.
Okay. So I-7.
I think it should become J-1.
Okay, got it. J-1, all right. And I'll piggyback on that to... I'd like to add, let's see, it can go under L8, a new item. I'd like to make a nomination for the Sustainability Committee for approval. And so that nomination will be for Joe Seconder. And that will be item L8. All right. Any other changes to this agenda?
All right, we approve as amended.
All right, I'll second you. Any discussion on that? All right, all in favor of the amended agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, we have an amended agenda. Now we will move on to public comment section. And we have